Well, welcome to the J95.me full-time match report. Peterborough United 3, Bristol City 0, and what a game the second half turned out to be. Big, big difference in the way Posh played, much more confidence. Bristol City had a really good sort of start to the second half, 5 minutes where they were really in the game, had two or three shots on goal, but after that Posh just managed the Bristol City attack really quite well. Brian Bennett's last game today, he played superbly well. Sequani got man of the match, but he was awesome. George Boyd seemed to wake up and stay on his feet a lot more in the second half than he did in the first, which created lots of chances for Tomlin. And then Emile Sinclair, before I get into Emile Sinclair, David Ball was on the pitch and scored the second goal for Posh, which was amazing. Good close range finish. But then he was substituted for Emile Sinclair, who didn't get on the score sheet but missed an absolute sitter of an open goal when George Boyd and Briggs on the left-hand side formed up and created an opportunity for Sinclair to tap it in, really, from about 5-6 yards out, but he just didn't quite connect with it and it went off just missing the far right-hand post. So, a bit unlucky. Posh could have scored a lot more than three today. First half was a bit of a League One affair, but the second half, I think Lee Tomlin in particular played really, really well, and Tomlin got the third goal. A nice close range finish which sealed the victory and allowed Mr. Kearns to come on and do lots of little tricks which looked really nice. So farewell to Ryan Bennett. Jonesy did okay in goal today. His kicking is awful, but his saves and his handling in general is really good. So it's good to have Jones back between the sticks, I think. And overall, really good Posh performance, I think, which will be pleased. We're on 37 points. It's our third clean sheet of the season and things are looking good at London Road. So up the Posh.